this for a long time, and you know, I've been pretty critical of it, written magazine articles and other things. When you look at the medical literature, there's some 20,000 papers that'll pop up, Victor, on medical marijuana. The vast majority of them, greater than 90% of them, are designed to look at harm, the problems, the perils of marijuana, and about 6% or so to look at the benefits. That's what I found. And that paints a pretty distorted picture. Yeah. That was a distorted picture, I realize now in retrospect. It took for me getting literally out of the country, looking at labs in other countries that are doing some remarkable research, and also talking to a lot of patients. I mean, legitimate patients with legitimate problems. I probably too easily dismissed them as just being malingerers who were trying to get high. And when you come to find out these are legitimate patients for whom marijuana works and nothing else did, all of a sudden, you know, the attitudes start to change, because then it becomes a question of responsibility. We got to, providing actual care for people.
And you say we were systematically misled.
I think we have been. You know, in this country, up until 1943, marijuana was on the pharmacopoeia, which is what doctors use to prescribe medicines. For the last 70 years, you know, it's been progressively sort of demonized, thought of differently, made a Schedule I drug, which puts it in the same category as the most dangerous substances in the country. And I think that, you know, there was a lot of things going on in the late 30s and early 40s that may have led to that. But I think the end product, to your question, is that we simply haven't gotten accurate information about this. There's real science here, and that needs to be injected into this conversation. So-